Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to everybody that, you know, sent me messages or whatever. It's about that time to hop right in. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and it's about to go down. Last week we talked about people being able to change you or what have you. But now, this week, we're going to talk about, man, we're talking about catering to the person that you with, catering to your lover, catering to your queen, catering to your king, however you want to look at it. We're going to discuss that in just a moment. We're going to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio because that's how we do every single week. We're going to jump right into the relationship truth part of the show section right after the music break, because we got to pay some bills with some indie music or what have you. And after that, we're going to jump right into the conversation. It's going down. I'm so excited about this particular topic. I done got a big response from it. So let's do it. I'm going to jump right into, you know what, let's pay some bills real quick, and we're going to be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat, Dollhouse Radio's own, the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. Let's do it.
Bitch better have my money.
been a long, long week, and I done had me some fun. I don't know about y'all, but I got a chance to visit the wonderful state of Colorado, and they showed us some love out there, man. They showed us some love. So that's where we was last week, and we sorry we weren't here to drop the Real Relationship Talk Show on your head, but guess what? We back today. We are back in business. It's about to go down. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to jump right on to the part of the show we like to call the Relationship Truth. I got a lot of new listeners out there that's joining me, so I got to tell them, what's the relationship? Kenny Talk, what is that? What are you talking about? Well, for those that follow us on Twitter, that follow us on Instagram, and that have added us on Facebook, yeah, man, you know, I send out a post every single day. Day, every other day or what have you, that kind of touches on real relationship truths based on situations and circumstances that people go through every single day in relationships. And we drop that on people's head, man, and they respond. They have a lot to say about it. So that's how we're going to start the show today. We're going to start the show with what I like to call the relationship truth. So let's do it. The relationship truth. It actually came from about a week ago or so. It kind of ties directly to the topic tonight. The relationship truth goes as follows. It says, when you voluntarily give to a person way beyond their expectations, they shouldn't be held accountable for not doing the same in return. Got to make sure I read it again. Yeah. When you voluntarily give to a person way beyond their expectations, they shouldn't be held accountable for not doing the same in return. So what do y'all think we mean by that? Y'all sound off. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Twitter, however you want to do it. I got everything. I got all the lines of communication open. So for the most part, let me jump in. And then I'll go to the I'll go to Facebook because I see everybody getting ready. Check it out. Well, for the most part, a lot of us, and the reason why I chose this is because it does tie directly in today's topic. And today's topic is catering to your lover, catering to your man, catering to your queen. No. What does it look like? How do you cater to your man? How do you cater to your woman? We're going to kind of touch on it, right? So for the most part, it's going to be how do you cater to your man, and we'll tie in the women or what have you. But look, when you talk about catering to a person, it has to be something that you're willing to do for them. That you're willing to do for them without getting anything in return, because it has to be about them. There's so many people in relationships that give so much to the people that they are involved with. They give so much of what they value. They give so much of what they feel is, like, super awesome. It's like, I gave you my milk at lunch, if you want to take it back to school. You know, I gave you my pizza at lunch. I gave you a promise ring, you know. I gave you this, I gave you that. How could you treat me this way? You didn't give me anything in return, or what you gave me, I mean, what you gave me is little to nothing. There's so many people that get into situations and they give. They give, right? And that which they are giving, they feel like, you know what? This is just, like, super awesome. This is great, right? This person should enjoy what I'm giving them. This person should be happy with what I'm giving them. But what if they don't value that? So, for the most part, the post is saying, if you give above and beyond, voluntarily, proactively, without that person have to say anything, then you shouldn't get upset if they don't return the favor. You should just understand that, hey, I gave that because I wanted to give. And that brings us right in to our conversation. our conversation tonight is 100% around catering to the person that you're with. And I put a question out on Facebook that we're going to touch on a little bit later. When I say ladies, I said ladies, when I say cater to your man, when I say cater to your man, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? Right? And I got an overwhelming response. I want to thank everybody for, you know, taking the time out to respond. I appreciate it. What we want to do is we want to touch on that subject real quick. But first, I'm going to go to Facebook. Let me go to Facebook before they get mad at me. Let me jump right in. All right. I got a young lady on Facebook. She's saying, hey, Kenny Talk, I feel like if I do go above and beyond, you being the man, a grown man that can identify when I'm going above and beyond, should return the favor. I'm sorry, I don't agree with the post because as an adult, when you're in a relationship, it's about give and take. And when you see a person giving and you're not actually giving on that level, you should be held accountable. Okay. I'm glad she said that. Now, you know what? But let me go in a different direction. You're right. As an adult, you said that you're right about we should be able to return when we can identify that a person is going above and beyond. But the key word that you said, sweetie, is guess what? Being able to identify that you're going above and beyond, right? I could come home and you can have my dinner ready, a drink sitting next to it, you know, the TV and the remote ready for me to sit down in front of it, the house cleaned up. You can have all of that. But for me, I mean, at the end of the day, if that's what you normally do, how am I to identify that you're going above and beyond? Now, don't get me wrong. You probably worked hard, you know, you probably worked hard to get everything up and running the way you did. You probably worked hard. You probably gave it your all. You sweat. You worked all day. You're tired. Stood on your feet, cooking, preparing, clean. Yeah. But if it's something that you always do, how are we to be able to identify if you're really going above and beyond? Now, that doesn't mean that we don't appreciate it. Okay? That doesn't mean that. So, for the most part, if that's not what we're... If we're not saying that we don't... That we do appreciate it, but we don't value it, or we're not able to identify that you are going above and beyond, then you can't expect us to be able to just say, all right, I'm going to go above and beyond for you. And then again, here's another great point. What is considered going above and beyond to you? Now, don't get me wrong. I know women are great at verbally communicating their needs and what they want or what have you, but for the most part, every time a guy executes on what the majority of women say they want, you have to understand that you are meeting the minimum expectation. Once you do everything that you verbalize, that's the minimum expectation, right? Yeah. So when you talk about going above and beyond, we don't know if we do. I mean, how do we know that we're doing that? So that's for the most part. For those that are just joining us, guess what? We are discussing catering to your lover, catering to your king, ladies. How many ladies out there got a king? You notice I didn't say how many ladies got a boyfriend. Okay? I didn't say that. I said how many of you have a king? I didn't say husband. I didn't say fiancé. I said king. Now, why do y'all think I said king? Let me go to Twitter real quick. I got somebody just hit me on the DM on Twitter. They said there's a difference. He says there's a difference between a king and a man. Thank you, man. Hey, what say you on the topic? What's the difference between having a king and having a boyfriend, having a king and having a man, having a king and having a fiance, having a king and having a husband. What's the difference? I want y'all to sound off on that real quick. I'm going to give y'all some time to do that. I'm going to the chat line as well. I'm going back to Facebook. Y'all hit me up on Facebook. I want to know, what do you think the difference is? But I can say this. A lot of us out here have boyfriends. A lot of us have significant others. A lot of us have girlfriends. Well, no, let me not go to the girlfriends yet. A lot of us have a man. A lot of us have fiancés. A lot of us have, you know, of course, husbands. But not very many of us have kings. What do y'all think the difference is? Let's talk about it. Yeah. Remember, 646-595-4038 if you want to actually make your words heard. But if you want to go ahead and sound off, if you want to sound off on the inbox, I'm listening. I'm waiting. Let's do it. Let's go. What is the difference between a man and a king? What y'all think? Alright, I got somebody coming. They said the difference between I got a young lady say the difference between a man and a king, or a boyfriend and a king, is the way he acts. Okay. You know what, I had to read that, because you know what, I feel it. The difference between a man or a boyfriend and a king is definitely the way he acts, how he carries himself. Now, here's the funny part about it. If you have a guy that you're dating and that you're with who doesn't carry himself like a king, for him to be treated like a king, right? What are you doing with him? What are you doing? What are you doing? There's no way you can treat a guy like a king that doesn't behave in that manner. No way you're gonna do it. Here's another variable that I want to touch on. How many of you ladies out there even want a king? What exactly is a king? A king is a leader. A king is someone that is being served. And there are a lot of women out there, because I read your posts every single day. The man that you with, you don't feel he's deserving of that, but you with him. So it says a lot about you. It says a lot about what you want. It says a lot about what you want. And for the most part, if you don't want that, you will never get that. And if you don't want that, you can't be envious of someone that does want that, does what it takes to get that, and they get that. That's first and foremost. Now, I know y'all wondering why I would take it there first. If you guys are just joining me, I see you. 646-595-4038. If you want to make your words heard, just press 1, you know. But for the most part, I had to go here first, because when you talk about catering to a person, a lot of the stuff that we hear is a lot of the cliche stuff. When you talk about catering to a man, I put that question on Facebook, and I'm going to read all their responses after the break. A lot of the stuff is cliche stuff. You know, a lot of that stuff is just whatever. Stuff that we just coming up with. Stuff that we feel that a man wants, that he values, that he's, and that caters to him, right? That's the problem. That is the biggest problem right there. So what we're going to do is we're going to dissect this a little bit. I got to dissect it because I want y'all to walk away with some real, with a real topic. I want y'all to walk away with some real talk as well as some real solutions. Now, the solution part of the show is going to come a little bit later, but the only thing I'm doing right now, I'm whetting your appetite, right? But first and foremost, because when I jump into what it takes to cater to your lover, you guys have to understand that you got to have and you got to be about wanting a king. You got to be about wanting to keep a king. If not, then this is not going to resonate with you. And there's a big reason that I say that. The reason I say that is this. A lot of us don't understand that to cater to the person that you're with, you can't do the normal things that are cliche, that are out in society, that's stereotypical of what a man wants or what a woman wants. You can't do the cliche things because though they may be nice, show up at your job with flowers. From a woman's perspective, if a man show up at your job with flowers, don't get me wrong, that would just pretty much blow a woman away, because guess what? A lot of things that women want are actually the same, because a lot of the things that women want, they are things that can actually be seen on the outside of the relationship that makes them look like, you know what, they got a good thing going over there. So when you talk about catering to a woman, it's kind of easy. It's just do something nice publicly. Man, you're going to kill a woman. She's going to love it. She's going to eat it up. While her girlfriends can see, her coworkers can see it. You know, the people at the subway, in the train station, or wherever you live at, you know, in the grocery store. People she don't even know, if they see it, then she's going to feel like, man, this man here really loves me because he's not afraid to show the world. So when you talk about catering to a woman, I mean, it's going to be a little bit easier. But the reason why I wanted to break down the definition of a king is because when you talk about keeping a man, men have different things that they like. Men have different needs. A lot of people say that, you know what, they feel like men, they really feel like it's really easy to please a man, or you can do some of the same stuff. You know how I know? Because a lot of women tell me, don't deny it. A lot of women tell me the things that they do for their current relationship or their current man, whatever they're in, is the same exact stuff that they did for the last few relationships. Nothing has changed. Women get in the routine when it comes to catering to the person that they love. They get into a routine. So the reason why we wanted to break down what a king is, the difference between a king and a man, is because to cater to a man, you can do all that cliche stuff that I'm going to read after the break. Y'all hit me up on Facebook. Y'all hit me up on Twitter. You know what? You can do all of that cliche stuff. You can do it. But when you have a king is to be served. And if you don't have, or you're not with a person that you are willing to serve from a male's perspective, then you're never going to cater to him in the way that he really, really needs you to or really wants you to. You're not going to do it. Because if he said when he come home, when he kick his boots off, he need his feet rubbed. And if you say to yourself, man, you lost your mind, I ain't finna do that for you, then that's not the man for you. That's not the king for you. That's not the king for you. All right. So that was a breakdown that I wanted to give you guys first and foremost. Because when it comes to catering to a man, catering to your king, you may be asked to do things that are outside of your comfort zone. And if you're not with that person, in tune with that person, if you're not strongly engaged in being with that person, if you don't want to be with that person hands down, then guess what? You're not going to do, you're not going to do what it takes. And when you don't do what it takes, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose him. And when you lose him, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be alone and you're going to be looking like, you know what? It ain't my fault. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be looking in so many other directions, pointing the finger instead of in the mirror. Y'all heard it first on the Kenny Talk Experience. We got the Keeping It Real letter that's going to be coming up after the break as well. Now, what is the Keeping It Real letter? That's a letter that I actually get from, it's either through email, it's either through inbox, however you want to give it to me. And this one is just plain and simple, you know. Detroit, Michigan. Shout out. We're going to see what Detroit want to talk about. And remember, if y'all want to respond to that, y'all hit me up. Let me go to Facebook real quick. Because guess what? A lot of people been buzzing in and, you know. And I see a lot of stuff that y'all saying or whatever. But, you know, I got to pick the best of the best because we only got 60 minutes. They say, when it comes to being a, when it comes to finding a king, there are very few people, very few men that are willing to behave in that manner. Men behave like little boys and expect to be treated like kings. Hey, you know what? I'm not even finna jump into defense of that, sweetheart, because this is the real relationship talk show. This is a platform. I'm not gonna shoot down what you say just because it stings a little bit. Because you're right. We do. We do act like boys, or we do act like children. We do act immature, right? And a lot of us might do expect to be treated like kings. And that's an unfair exchange, and I'm with you, sister. Thank you for saying that. But here's the thing. It says a lot about what you want. If you're with a guy that's demanding to be treated like a king, that's behaving like a boy. But why are you with him? Are you afraid to be alone? Come on, hit back. Let's talk about it. Let's have some open dialogue tonight over Facebook. If you guys haven't added me on Facebook as of yet, you want to join in over the internet, it's Kenneth DeMoss. Kenny Talk DeMoss. Of the Kenny Talk Experience. Y'all add me right now, and I'm going to put you in the game. So you know what, let's have an open discussion. Let's not be afraid to talk about it, sweetie. What does that say about a woman that's in a relationship with a man that he don't want to cater to the way he wants to be catered to because he doesn't behave in a manner that's worthy? Fellas, I want to hear from you too. If he's not behaving in a manner that's worthy of the treatment that he demands, then why are you with him? All right. Okay, she didn't hit back yet. She probably stepped away. It's all good. But you know I want to hear from you, right? 646-595-4038. Get at us. But that says a lot. That says a lot about your standards. So let me get back on point. When you talk about catering to a man, if you want that man to be there for you, to go above and beyond for you, then you got to go above and beyond the normal cliche things. You can't expect him to go above and beyond when you cook dinner, clean up the house, give him a back rub, give him some sex, wash his clothes, iron him and get him ready for in the morning and get him off to work. You can't expect him to just jump for joy or jump out, walk out the house jumping up, clicking his heels when that's what a woman is supposed to do. So when you talk about catering to your lover, it's about going above and beyond that kind of stuff. Because a lot of those things women enjoy doing anyway. When you talk about catering to the person that you love, it has to be specific to their needs. Let me say that again. Catering to the person that you want to be with, it has to be things done specific to their needs, right? It got to be that. And I don't just mean the stuff that we enjoy doing. You got to do that stuff that's outside of the ordinary. You got to do that stuff that make you feel uncomfortable. Why is that, Kenny Tall? Let me give you an example. You got to hold him down. You got to hold him down through the thick and the thin. What do I mean by the thick and the thin? I don't just mean financially. I mean, if he has done something to hurt your feelings, piss you off to the highest level. He got caught flirting with a chick at work. You know, one of your friends told you they saw him out at a bar with another chick. That's the thick and the thin right there. That's what that is. That's the thick and the thin. When everything in you, out of frustration, out of a loss of emotion, when everything in you is telling you to walk out of that door and leave, or to hit him up outside the head with a skillet, or throw some hot grease on him. I mean, you know, with all the shit that, you know, women do. All that. When everything in you emotionally is telling you to react that way, you don't. You blow off some steam. You reevaluate the whole situation. You look within, look in the mirror. You look at him, look at his situation, look at y'all's situation. You assess all of those things. You give it some time. You calm down until when you're in your right mind emotionally, and you're in the right spirit emotionally, and you sit down and have a calm conversation with him. Now that will blow a guy away right there. That's going above and beyond, because a guy's expectation when he get caught out there like that is for you to want to cut his head off. But you do the opposite. When you respond in that way, that's the way you cater to your man. That's the way you do what? You take it to the next level. I promise you, it's going to work. Real talk, real solutions over real topic. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to be back in just a moment, because guess what we got to do? We got to pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio is going down. Yeah, and we come back, we got the Keeping It Real letter. And that's from Detroit, Michigan. I want to read your letter out, baby. Thank you for writing in. Remember, you can listen to all of the Dollhouse Radio shows throughout the week. We got more to come after the Kenny Talk experience, right? I want y'all to jump down on it, check us out. We got a lot to offer. Shout out to the whole Dollhouse family or what have you. And let's jump right in. We're going to pay some bills real quick. And when we return, it's the Keeping It Real letter. We're going to wrap it up with the question, the Facebook question that I put on the on Facebook. Because, man, this question, I'm going to read all the stuff that y'all, well, no, I can't read all of it. We don't have that much time. But I'm going to read a lot of that stuff that y'all have already said. I mean, that y'all have brought to the table. Because you know what? I want you to hear a lot of the things that you say. I want you to feel how a lot of people feel, you know. I want you to be able to say, wow, listen to what we just said. All right? So let's jump right in. Real talk. The Kenny Talk Experience. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. And, you know, let's go. Let's do it.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
Look,
feel flat.
I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are back. It's time for us to jump right in to what we call it? Man, we call it the Keeping It Real letter. That's what it is, fool. Nah, we're going to jump right in. We got Detroit. She ain't on the line, but guess what? She sent me this. She inboxed this on Facebook. It was, man, it probably was about a month ago, you know. But you know what? I be keeping that stuff, man. I don't throw that stuff away because everything you say is important. Everything that you guys send me is going to tie into a topic. So I'm gonna jump right in to see what I'm going to read to you guys what Detroit. I mean, it's really simple. Detroit just wanted to know. It ties right into the topic. What's up, Detroit? She said, what's up, Kenny Talk? She says, she's in a situation where she wants to do everything she can to keep her man happy. She said, but it's difficult to do when men are not good at verbalizing their needs or what they want. So I find myself chasing my tail. I find myself doing the things that he say or doing the things that he tells me or what have you. But it's not getting results, the results that I want. It's not that I want to try to control him or get him to act a certain way, but I feel that when you take the time out to tend to a man's needs, the response should be different than what I'm getting. It's like a shrug, a shoulder shrug. It's like whatever. It's like on to the, you know, next day or to the next movie or to the next dinner or to the next whatever. And I just feel like he's just kind of going through the motion, but I'm trying to engage him more. Can you keep it real with me in this situation? Okay, yeah. It'd be my pleasure. Let me go. And also, y'all gotta go to Facebook, and I want to hear what y'all gotta say if y'all want to respond to Detroit. Detroit, all the way from Detroit, right? Here we go. Keeping it real. Let me keep it real with you, real quick, Detroit. Thank you for writing in. And I'm sorry it took me so long to grab this one, but you know I do grab them based on the subject matter, right? But check it out. It kind of goes into what we've already been talking about. I hope you're listening tonight. But check it out. I'll send you the link in your email so you can listen to the show. And remember, if you guys, just by the way, if you guys got people that missed the show, if you got people that want to, that need to hear the show, that you would like to hear the show, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend is what I like to say. And guess what? You can send them the link. I send it out on Facebook. But let me jump in. Here we go. Sweetie, you're right. Guys are not good at verbalizing it. So the key thing that you want to do is instead of listening to what he has to say, you got to be able to watch his actions. A guy will show you way better than he can tell you what's important to him. He may like to go shoot hoops at the YMCA every Wednesday night. I'm not going to say Wednesday night because he'd be missing the Kenny Talk experience, but let's say every Friday, every Monday, he likes to go shoot basketball at the YMCA. He's a basketball guy. You know, he loves hanging out with the boys, shooting basketball. He likes to go out for drinks afterwards. So what that means is that you got to give him that kind of space to do what he do, right? Number one, you got to make sure that he feels supported in that thing that he loves to do. It may sound simple, because it really is, Detroit. It's not hard. It's simple because what you have to do is just take what you see as opposed to taking what you hear. Because we as guys, this is the funny part about it, we already struggle at verbalizing our needs, our wants, our likes, and our dislikes, right? So when you ask us to verbalize it, imagine what you're going to get. Then on top of that, guys lie. What if a guy tell you some things that he wants you to do just based on some cliche things that he's heard, but he really don't value those things? He'll have you chasing your tail, listening to what he say. So for the most part, Detroit, you got to be able to watch more so than listen. Because when you watch, that's how he's going to show you. He's not going to show you by verbalizing. Now, fellas, from a woman perspective, you can listen. They're going to say a whole lot. they're going to say a whole lot. So you got to be able to watch and identify the man that you have, that you're with, right? And I guarantee you will realize a lot of the stuff that you're doing, that you're bringing to the table for this guy, a lot of that stuff you really don't even have to do. You really don't have to do it, because if you don't do it, it won't make or break the relationship. Because what you're doing may be cool, he may like it, but he don't value it, so it won't be really catering to him. So that's what I wanted to drop on your head, Detroit. Let me go to Facebook real quick and see what y'all got to say. Let me see what y'all got to say to Detroit. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and say this because I need to address it. This is what one of our friends says. She says, Kenny Talk, I feel like she needs to continue doing what she's doing, the great things. And if he's not able, and if he doesn't respect it, then she really needs to look somewhere else. She really needs to move on, because of the fact that there are men that appreciate great gestures. Hey, you know what? You're right. You're right. I mean, but for the most part, what if Detroit really likes this guy? What if Detroit really likes this guy? Detroit will take your advice, leave this guy, find someone else that may enjoy the fact that she does all those things, but she's not going to be happy because she don't love him. She loved the other guy, the one she left. Now, there's no wrong. There's no right. There's only what you're willing to accept. There's only what you want your relationship to be. Has nothing to do with everybody else. So, thank you for writing that in. But I want everybody in Detroit, I need you to understand, it's about what you want. If you really love this guy, just don't leave just because he's not responding the way you want him to respond, because you will be miserable. But remember, we don't give advice. We're only just going to tell you the truth, and we're going to leave it up to you, Detroit, to make the decision or whatever. Yeah. Let me see. All right, well, check it out. Okay, it is now time for me to jump in and read a lot of what you guys had to say. Let's read a lot of what you guys had to say on Facebook. Cliche. That's what Beyonce say on that song. Yeah. Now, ladies, you guys said a whole lot, so I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. Ain't no way in hell I can read all this stuff. But I'm just going to kind of skim through a lot of it, and we're going to go from that point. All right. The question is, ladies, when I say the words cater to your man, what does this mean to you? I got a young lady that says, what you say can build him up or tear him down. Choose the words appropriate for the type of man that you have for the best desired results. Every man is different. Tailor it to fit. Shout out to her. I'm going to like that response. Very good. I love it. All right. Okay, spoil him. Make him feel wanted, needed, and appreciated. Oh, that's very good. We need some specifics. What does that specifically mean? How do you spoil me? You know, to spoil me, you might have to do some stuff. I may take you down through there. Let's continue to move on. It's a lot on here, so y'all got to bear with me just a second. Okay, running his bath, cooking him dinner, massaging his body, all of which I do cheerfully. Cliche, but a lot of guys may like it, so salute. Thank you for writing that in. Wow, look at all this, man. This is crazy. Take care of his wants and his needs. Okay, what does that mean? All right, making sure his every need and want are taken care of. It's pretty much the same thing. Be there for him when he needs you, emotionally, spiritually, or physically. Just be there. All right, for the most part, guys really are not emotionally. They're really not, you know, I mean, they don't really lean on it spiritually. But if you do have a guy where that fits, then absolutely you want to do that. Paying special attention and effort to show appreciation to him, pampering him, indulging in his wants and fantasies, aiding him in relaxing and unwinding. That's a good one. Because there's nothing a guy likes more than to relax and unwind. Yeah. All right, here we go. Take great care of his needs. Shout out. Good looking out. All right, I got one lady that says serve. She says serve him. I got another lady that says show him how much you love him with the little things. I cater, spoil, wait on, whatever you want to call it, my husband, and he does it in return. All right. She said whatever you want to call it. She going hard. That's what's up. Let's see. Man, that's a lot. I know I'm not going to get to all of them, y'all, but I thank y'all for writing in. I got meet his needs and wants within reason. Do the little things. So she said within reason. You might be missing the boat, sweetheart. You got to take that reason out. Whose reason? Take care of his wants and needs, however, as long as it's within reason. Some people do the most. All right, y'all missing the point. They said, very good answer. They agree with her. She says, I was an enabler in the marriage. Never enough until I left and filed for divorce. I left a man be one. Okay, I won't get that. I haven't ran into many busters. I heard that, sweetie. But guess what? What you got to do is you can't run away from it, though. That just means that what you were doing, it wasn't what that person valued. You're not able to do it. You're right. Another woman, what you're not able to do or want to do, another woman might be. Hey, I got one of my friends. I love her. She's so crazy. She said, wash his balls if need. Wow. Y'all are crazy, man. Y'all are crazy. I love my people, man. Y'all be turning up, right, on the Real Relationship Talk Show. What else we got? Let me see what else I got on here. Man, I got so many comments, man. I just can't get to all of them because guess what I got to do? I got to jump right into this video, right? I shared a video this morning that I wanted everybody to take a look at. And this particular video, this lady was talking about how to cater how to keep a man. She gave you the five things or whatever. Oh, well, wait a minute. Wait. Cater to your man or someone else will. It says spoil him. They said, fuck this new age shit. If he's hungry, feed him. House a mess, clean it. His clothes dirty, wash them. He had a long day, rub his back and give him some head. He's stressed, shut the fuck up. Let him be and pray for him. There's nothing wrong with catering to your man. Don't let some new age bitter single broad tell you otherwise. Hey, you know what? That sums it up right there. I'm gonna move on from that right there. Because it's almost as if, see, that post right there is to say that, guess what? You have to determine what's needed for your relationship and do what it takes to make it work, to make it last. Because when you guys see these couples that have been together 10, 20, 30 years, when you see these couples out at dinner, you know, hugging and kissing all on each other and just having a great time, laughing, enjoying each other's company. When you see these couples having a picnic in a park and he's feeding her grapes and things of that nature, or he's rubbing her feet. When you see people out in public walking, holding hands and just all up under each other, showing a lot of public display of affection or whatever you want to call it. When you see that, you have to understand that don't come without a price. And that woman that's enjoying that, she's paid the price, or she's paying it every single day. That's why she gets what she gets. If you're not willing to do that, if you got stipulations, if you're concerned about what somebody else is going to say or what they're going to, how they're going to feel about what you do to keep what you have together to prevent you from catering to your lover the specific way that he needs you to cater to him or she needs you to cater to her, then you're going to miss the boat every single time. This is the Real Relationship Talk Show. And for that point, it's time to jump into what I like to call, what do I call it? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all done got me turned up in here tonight. Y'all got me preaching tonight. That's what I felt like I was just doing then. But it's time for, guess what? Let me go to my music, my theme music. We got to go to the final thought. And I want to thank everybody for sharing, man, because, I mean, I had a lot of fun. Remember, if you missed the show, if you missed it, click the link anytime to play and listen. And remember, Dollhouse Radio, blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. You can listen online anytime you want, right? All right, it's about time. Salute to all the fellas. It's time for the final thought. And I got to say, man, I love what I do. I really do. I really love what I do. Now, the final thought for those that are newly joining us, a little bit of spoken word that I put together. I want y'all to feel me with all 10 fingers. Check it out. When you finally meet the person you've been patiently waiting to meet, the one that came and swept you off of your feet, we start to only focus on them consistently doing whatever they do that makes them the one that we want to keep. Now, after dating a little while, we start to get comfortable with each other, and we assume that the things we are doing is keeping them pleased. But not too often do people observe and communicate with our lovers about what it would really take to prevent them from wanting to leave. Now, when the thought of catering to your woman comes to your mind, we come up with all cliche things that we think women like. Flowers, cards, and candy, a day at the spa are provided. But for some reason, as men, we still can't get it right. Now, sometimes catering to the man that you choose to be with is going to require you to do things you might not understand. You might not agree or feel comfortable stepping up to deliver, but the women that do it are the ones that are able to keep a man. I wanted to drop that on y'all here real quick. When it comes to catering to the man that you are with, when it comes to catering to your king, if he's not worthy of what he's asking of you or what he shows you that it takes to keep him, and guess what? You have to make a decision. But if you really want to be with him, regardless of what anybody say, sweetheart, then he's worthy. Because if you really want to be with a man that you refuse to cater in the way that he needs to cater, and you walk away from him, you're going to be miserable. That's the show tonight, everybody. I had a fabulous time. Big shout out to everybody that listened, right? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's the Kenny Talk Experience. And we're going to keep bringing it every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on your dial. So let's do it. To all the ladies, it's kisses, kisses, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those pretty lips, whichever ones you want it to be. Nah, man. Hey, salute though, all the fellas. Salute. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. Go out and get that book, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. Add us on Facebook, Kenneth Kenny Talk DeMoss. Add us on Twitter, Kenny Talk _. If you want your cane, you got to do something to keep it. All right. Have a fabulous and safe weekend. We out.